Welcome to Yald, the podcast. Today, we speak with former player Sean Medina. Sean has spent 4 years with the organization before aging out earlier this year. Sean speaks with us about the lessons that he's learned on and off of the field. But what Yald is all about is the players, right? Right. I say kids, but, you know, it's about the players. And today we have one of the players, current player.
Yeah, for the this is my last year. It's going to be in the winter.
Oh, this is going to be.
Yeah. Joining the winter league now.
OK, so please, man, tell us your name, your age and how long you've been affiliated with Yald.
All right. Well, I'm Sean Medina and I've been with Yald for about 4 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's been a road.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dykeman.
Dykeman.
Yeah, but I was raised in the Heights.
Dykeman is so like there's Inwood, yeah, and then there's the Heights, and then there's Dykeman.
It's an extension.
Like Dykeman is its own thing. Yeah. Dykeman is not the Heights or Inwood.
People say Dykeman, they live like 3 blocks away from Dykeman.
For real?
That's me. That's
like
me.
Like Nagel or something like that.
I live in 207 Sherman. I live in Isham, Sherman, but I say I'm from Dykeman.
That's Inwood, though.
Yeah, that's Inwood.
Okay.
I refer as Dykeman rather than Inwood.
Got it.
Off topic, the fun fact that people might not know. People think Inwood starts once the names come up. Inwood starts on the northeast side of Dykeman Street. Yeah. And Washington Heights ends on the northwest side.
So literally.
So the minute you cross the street, you're in Inwood. You go back to the other side, you're in Washington Heights.
So therefore, Dykeman is literally the...
Yeah, it's where it splits.
The middle. Yeah, it's literally the middle. Literally, its own thing. Dykeman. Shout out to Dykeman. Anyway, so why did you join the program, man? Did you like football?
So I've always been a basketball guy. I played basketball
middle school.
Right? You already know, okay. So how I actually got introduced to flag football was to Yald in general was my cousin DJ,
okay,
which is a player will hopefully come and be interviewed as well. But he introduced me to the sport
of flag football, period.
Yeah, well, not the sport, because actually in middle school I did play flag football.
Yeah.
I played for Asphalt Green, which was like a league for our school. So I played for them.
Yeah.
And I've noticed a love I have for it. Like, it was very, very something. I was just like, wow, I'm enjoying
this. Was it natural to you?
Yeah, I feel like I am naturally good at football.
Yeah.
And that is because I would say because I'm athletic.
Yeah.
I can run fast. I can jump.
Yeah.
For, like, my height, whatever you would say, I can jump pretty high.
Yeah.
You know, so
it was just... Can you touch the
rim? Yeah, I could dunk.
Notice he ain't say he can catch, though.
Bro, stop. Cut it out. Yes, I can catch.
That is what... The streets would say is shots fired.
Right? Wow. Old man's, bro. Mind you. First of all.
Yo, hello. You could touch rim, bro. You could dunk.
What, 5'9"?
5'7". You could dunk?
Yeah.
See, I was trying to give you, 5'9", because I'm 5'7". I can't even get close, so you made me look bad. Let's try that again. Were you 5'9"?
Yeah.
It's hard, man. Yo, that's... And that's natural to you. Easy.
Yeah. So that's really why I got into like the football because of him. He told me, oh, why don't you join Yald? He's been in Yald.
And your cousin is from the same neighborhood?
No.
Where's he from?
He's from, now he lives in Jersey, but he's from East Harlem.
And he played?
Yeah.
With, Sean Carter?
No.
Devin, the player you're talking about is Devin Valley.
Devin Valley.
My bad. Devin from the 49ers.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're Sean Medina.
Yep.
I thought your cousin was Sean Carter. My bad.
No.
My bad. Okay. So Devin. Yes. Yo, let me tell you. First of all, shout out. Is Devin going to show up on this?
He said yeah. So we're just waiting for him to pick a date.
I swear to God, man. Listen, I'm not going to front. Like, haircuts are a big thing. This guy used to show up with the meanest tape ups, bro.
I'm not going to front.
I remember one time I gave him that compliment and Carlos was like, nah, get out of here. I'm like, yo, Carlos, you got to give it up, man. Listen, whoever his barber is, shout out.
The Steve Harvey always lined up for you.
Nah, Steve Harvey stuff is different.
No. All right, so Devin got you involved.
Yeah.
Okay. And
Devin was the one who brought me in, basically.
Yeah.
And also Rob, which is his uncle. He's my coach now. He was my coach.
Yeah,
the coach
the of the Bears. Bun.
Yeah,
that you don't like.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the man bun.
The coach of the Bears. So
who also had one of the meanest fades too. What's wrong with that family, yo? We're gonna beep that out.
Like, that's my fault. I didn't beep it on time. I didn't catch it on time.
What the? That's the organic right there. Yo, you can't be in that family with a whack haircut. Nah, apparently. Nope. Is that how it is?
Yeah. I got a whack haircut right now, I'm gonna be honest with you, because my barber's in DR.
Okay.
And he has yet to come back, but.
Okay. But once you get your shape up,
to vouch for me.
He better be coming from DR with some heavy scissors.
They are to vouch for me. They are to vouch for me.
Yeah, you always got the lineup. I always see you with the lineup, so it's all good.
With the nice fade.
Yo, what the hell? Like, y'all have like family parties and compare haircuts to each other? Like,
sometimes,
what is this?
Sometimes. Nah.
Y'all got the same barber? Like, what is this? I've never seen this.
Take family pictures, everybody looking to the left.
We just take pride in our haircuts.
Family.
Everybody looks to the left. Fade.
Oh, shit. Okay. So now you get introduced to Yald.
Yes. Right? So once I got introduced to Yald, I started to see, like, when I actually got accepted to a team.
What grade were you when you joined Yald?
If I'm not mistaken, I think I was a freshman in high school.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, coming out of freshman, from eighth grade to ninth grade, that transition.
Freshman high school, yeah. Got it.
So I ended up joining Yald, and walking into Yald, I like seen the competition, and I actually noticed that a lot of people that played Yald were a lot of people I was familiar with.
Let me ask you a question though. Before even joining Yald, and you said you're athletic and you play sports, did you play organized sports already?
Yeah, of course.
So you played different teams?
I played basketball organized, flag football organized.
You've been in leagues before?
Yeah, basketball and football are my sports, so I've always been into that. Okay. Like, I push myself to join every tournament I can, every tournament I'm available for, like, stuff like that.
So now you get introduced to Yald, and it's your first day. You recognize the people.
Yeah.
Continue.
As I recognize the people, I'm like, wow, it's like I'm going to be playing against my own boys. Like, it's going to be something fun.
Okay.
So I got in with that mindset, and I came in with a little, like, I felt like, you know, I was nice. I was fast. Comes to now I'm in the league, now I'm playing games. And I've noticed that I would miss catches a lot because I would jump for no reason. It'll be a solid catch, which I don't have to jump for, and I'll jump for.
Okay.
Just because I like jumping.
Okay.
And
it would be a non-catch.
Yeah. And it will always I'll end up bobbling it, something. But it was always because of that one
thing. It's called a drop.
Yeah, I would drop the ball.
Or we can call this, that goes under, doing too much.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, you could say that. So,
Did they give you a hard time for this?
What?
Did they give you a hard time for the drops?
Not really, because I would always make up for it sometimes, you know? Okay. Like, I would drop a ball, but at the other end, I'll try to make up as much as I can, you know?
Okay, that's fair.
So, I joined the league. It was, first year, I would say it was a learning experience, basically.
How do you mean? What did you learn?
Let's start off with, I used to say ass. I used to say little bad words, like shit, like that.
Uh-oh.
And
Lito would be on deck?
Saying it now.
You got the...
Go on. I would say small words like that, which is not like, I wouldn't seem as...
But you would curse a lot. Yeah. I mean, it was second nature.
It was something I would repeatedly do.
Yeah.
And then after that first year, I came in with like a mindset that was totally different. Like once I step on that field, I know what I have to be. I know how I have to present myself.
Why?
Kind of stuff. That's because I knew if I didn't, I would lose playing time. And that's something for me. Like I'm a responsible person. Like I never showed up to a game without my uniform. Like that's number one. Cause once you play organized sports, you notice, like for instance, when I play basketball, if I don't come with my uniform, if I don't have my shorts or something, I'm gonna get a technical foul. That means the other team gets free throws. Why would I want that? You know, like let's say I was a star player in my team, which I was. Why would I want to take away from my playing time? Also my team's chances, you know?
Yeah.
Like, cause I'm being irresponsible, which is something that I'm not cool with. You know what I mean?
I understand.
So
I understand.
I came in.
Was it a hard transition for you then?
No, it honestly wasn't, but it was more of like the cursing and like the kind of way I talk to people. Cause I was that kind of player that I would think I know it all, which I didn't.
Okay.
You know? So I learned that as I was transitioning from, because I was playing basketball in high school as I was playing flag football for y'all.
Simultaneously?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that basically, like, I would see the way I would speak to my coach in basketball, and then I'll come into y'all, and I'm like, why am I changing? Like, why am I doing this?
And you noticed this?
Yes, I noticed this on my own.
What made you?
I feel like what made me notice it was just the level of respect I was given from different people, different coaches, just the level of respect. So I started to notice that, like, when they talk, let them talk and don't talk back.
Who's they?
Like my coaches, mm-hmm. or just people that are trying to, you know, instruct me and teach me. And I also had, like, that's something that I would give props to Lito for, because he pushed me on that. Like, when I'm talking, you don't talk. You know what I mean? Or if I'm explaining something to you, let me finish explaining and then you have your conversation. Mm-hmm. Because that's the way it should be in life. Mm-hmm. You let someone speak and then you speak afterwards. It shouldn't be you're speaking over somebody else, because that means you're not listening.
Was that hard for you to transition to?
Yes, that was hard for me to transition to, because I was so used to doing that, you know? Which it wasn't like I meant it in a disrespectful way. It was just like, you'll tell me, oh, I didn't catch the ball. It's a drop. And I'll be like, oh, I didn't catch the ball because of this, this, and this. Like, it's still a drop. You know what I mean? So that was my kind of thing. Like, I'll always try to, like, give an excuse for something. But in reality, it still comes out to the same outcome, excuse or not.
Yeah.
So then I just figured it out. Like, I'm going to stop giving excuses.
Yeah.
I dropped the ball, like, at the end of the day. So it's not like I caught it kind of stuff.
Well, let me ask you this.
I always say excuses sound good to those who say it.
Exactly. I learned that from him.
Where'd you get that from? Is that an original? Man.
Things be popping in my head, kid, and I just say it.
Are we gonna give him credit for that? I think we should.
He does. Yeah, he does come up with certain catchphrases.
Excuses
that
sound good to those that say them. Yeah. And at the bottom, we're gonna have like the little dash.
Dash.
C. Castellanos.
There you go.
Maybe.
There's a few others out there that you might.
Do you have a middle name?
Alberto.
C. A. Castellanos.
Carlos Alberto Castellano.
Oh, man. Now, we're going with C.A. Because it looks like an author. You know what I mean? Boom.
Yeah, there you go.
C.A. Castellanos.
Yeah, C.A. Castellanos.
I'm going with that. So, let me ask you this, Sean. You've been playing with y'all for 4 years.
Yeah.
This is your fourth year.
Yeah.
If you could, what's your best memory of y'all? What's your most fun memory, if you have one, that pops into your mind right now?
Right now, it would be this year in general. Well. Oh. My last season. I could really see my growth from the day I started to the last season, basically. Well, not just the last season, because the following season before this one, mm-hmm. I seen growth, mm-hmm. but I thought I grew. Not as much as I see now.
When you say growth, are you talking about like...
As a player, as a person. I'm talking about in every aspect. I've seen... once I come into the field, like, the first thing I do is make sure I say hi to everyone there. Doesn't matter, like, what's happening, like, make sure I say hi to people, the older ones, you know, and the way I say hi, like, how you doing, Chu? How was your day? How was your weekend?
Oh, how would you say it before?
Huh?
How would you say it before?
Like, I would just be like, yo, what's up? Like, it wouldn't be like, I'm gonna come up to you and shake your hand, like, you know, that firm handshake. It would just be like, oh, what's up? Like, regular stuff. It was nothing very, like, you know, professional, where it's like
it's more formal now.
It's more formal as you get older, you notice that those are formal things when you introduce yourself.
And how did you pick that up though? What made you want to do that?
I picked that up because I would see it from them.
You would
with
see
each
it.
Other.
So no one is telling you, yo, B, when you see me, give me a firm handshake. Nah, stop playing.
Nah, it's some like why you don't tell somebody to do that. That has to come out the person. You know what I mean? Like, you can't tell me, oh, clean this because I want you to. I'm gonna tell you no. Mm-hmm. If I want to clean it, I will clean it. Mm-hmm. But if it's something I did and then I have to clean, yes, there's different, you know, there's different circumstances between your actions.
Yeah.
But for instance, like, I would just see it and it'll look formal and it'll look good. It wasn't something, it'll look better than what I was doing, you know? So from there, I was like, I'm going to take that.
Let me ask you this, man. If you don't have an answer for it, I think that's fine. If you weren't doing y'all, what would you be doing?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Join us next time as the conversation continues.
Like, as you can see in this conversation, I'm not really talking about football.
No.
I'm talking more of just things that I learned in y'all.